Have a guest joining us here in the studios this morning. Matt Mullinex is with us. Matt is the president of the Atlantic Junior Sports Association. The AJSA is the one who coordinates, well, for example, the youth football program here locally. We're going to talk a little bit about some of that action because I know football sounds like it's a long way off. Baseball season just started. Basketball season just got over with, but here we are talking football. Huh? Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me on this morning to... Yeah, like you said, talk a little, I guess, spring football. You know, there's a little bit of that in there as well.
That's true. That's true. Colleges are finishing up. Iowa State's finishing up this week, and Iowa's in the middle of their spring practices and stuff. And it's time to get signed up for the fall season of AJSA football here locally. Coming up Sunday, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. It's that time of year again for AJSA, the youth football, that we have our spring sign-up registration, if you will. It's going to be this Sunday, April 9th. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Atlantic High School Commons. The reason why we've got to get everybody kind of pre-registered is so that we have an idea going into the summer of how many participants we're going to have for that fall, because it'll determine are we going to have two fifth grade teams or one fifth grade, two sixth grade teams or one sixth grade team. So that's why we have to have our numbers established here in the spring so that we can tell our lead organization in Des Moines how many teams we're going to have so that they can get the schedules put together over the summer. And so when August rolls around, we already know what our schedules are, and it just makes things run a lot smoother than at the last minute.
AJSA might not mean a lot to some folks out there, but let's try this. Atlantic Steelers. Maybe they are familiar with the Atlantic Steeler Youth Football Program, and that's how they know it. Now, it might say Atlantic at the beginning, and it's based here. You got kids from all over.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've had a great amount of success pulling in kids from the CAM School District, Exira Elkhorn Kimmelton School District, and also down at Griswold over the past few years. So, yeah, it's kind of an area team, Atlantic Steelers, if you will. And the Steelers, all the teams in the league have kind of modeled themselves after an NFL team. And when we joined this league, I think it was back in 2006, I believe, we chose the Steelers as our NFL team because obviously they're the team that has the colors of our school district. So that's why we've always been gone with the Steelers, and the kids have a lot of fun. They have their uniforms and our helmets are all Steeler oriented. So it's a nice concept that our parent organization, the West Des Moines Little Pro Youth Football League, has put together for us.
You bet. Well, it gives them something to identify with that way, too, and have a little fun with. And they do have some fun with it. It's all about learning the game of football. When we were young, I don't know about you, my first football experience was in seventh grade. And, you know, we were still in eighth grade. We were trying to figure out how these pads are supposed to snap in properly. You know, it's frustrating for coaches when they get to a higher level, when they feel like, you know, maybe we should be spending more time on some certain drills and fundamentals and things. Well, you can get some of that stuff out of the way early and learn. Once you learn about the game and learn how to play it properly and prepare properly, it's a lot more fun because you have fun when you succeed, and that's how you succeed.
Yes, it is. And like you said, it gives these kids, you know, that first experience of the game of football. And, you know, it's very important for a lot of them. And, you know, putting on the pads, that's always, you know, it's going to be guaranteed that the first day of practice, there's going to be a few kids that come with their, you know, their girdle on backwards or shoulder pads, not quite sure. And that's fine. You know, we know that day's coming, and kind of enjoy it because it is. It's an opportunity every year to help mentor some new young kids. And like you said, just teach them the game of football and what the equipment's about and how it's protected and the safety of the game. You know, of course, that's a big topic nowadays, but yeah, it's a great experience for our youth around the community here.
But it is a youth football league. The rules are modified to fit the different grade levels, and who can participate?
Yes, so the participants for this year, it'll be if you're entering grades 3 through 6 for this fall. And so our third and fourth graders, which we call our juniors, they play together come this fall, and then we actually are in a fifth grade division and a sixth grade division. So there's three different divisions that we divide up into. So that is the nice thing that, you know, the kids are playing amongst other kids that are their age and mostly their size, you know, through there. So Those are a couple things there. And then the league, like you said, does have some specific rules that we have to abide by when playing the game. And one of those is a weight restriction. At each level, there's a certain weight. And if that one of the kids is over the specific weight for that age level, like, for example, sixth grade, anybody over the weight of 115 pounds at the beginning of the season when we do weigh-ins has to play on the line somewhere. So they can't be a ball carrier. So it kind of protects who's carrying the ball and the impact and so on and so forth. Some other crazy rules are that, you know, there's no blitzing in our youth league. So you kind of eliminate some of that. Lining up on the center and motion in the backfield, you know, those we don't do with. So the thing that I like about the league that we are in is it allows us to teach the basics and the fundamentals of the game of football. And there's no kickoffs either. You know, that's another thing. You know, so those are things that are eliminated that we don't have to teach, and we can spend more time on the fundamentals and the basics of the game. And when they get to seventh grade and on up, then they can start picking up on those type of things.
You bet. Yeah, it's meant to be a good time, but an educational experience for them as well. Don't have to worry about special teams. Let's just learn offense and defense. Let's just go out and have some fun.
There you go. Just line up and, just go at it. And like I said, have some fun. And learn the basics and get your feet wet.
You bet. Let's talk registration. Coming up this Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Atlantic High School Commons. Do they need to bring anything with them?
Yes. So first of all, the actual applications will be available in the Commons there that night. So that'll be there for you to fill out. It's about a one-page application. It's pretty common. But as far as what everybody else needs to bring, they need to bring a copy of your child's birth certificate and also a copy of your insurance, some type of proof of insurance for there. So those are the two items that need to be brought that evening. And then the other thing, too, is upon registration, is that we're requiring an $80 non-refundable deposit. So that's the fee this year is $200. I think that's been the fee the last few years. The $200, we submit that then eventually on to Des Moines. But we're requiring up front an $80 non-refundable deposit that night. And so that'll complete your registration, and that'll also make sure that you're in line on the team. If that's not with your birth certificate and insurance, you know, it's an incomplete registration, and we'll, you know, if it comes down to having a waiting list, you know, you'll be put on that waiting list until we get the deposit. So.
Okay, very good. And we should mention, too, that this is an opportunity, as we said, for kids to come in to have some fun with all this, but to learn something. They're going to work with coaches who are approved by the local board. They are also given a certain amount of training and things so that they know what they're doing, and they have some common knowledge of some of the basic things that they're going to learn. And most importantly, like coaches and like everybody else that's involved in this, it's they're all volunteering their time.
Yes, they are. Yep. And that's been one of the things over the past few years, I think, that AGSA has kind of, I guess, has been a positive thing, is that a lot of our coaches go through some type of clinic or certification. The last 4 years, I know for a fact, all of the coaches have had to take online certification. They've had to sit through, it can take anywhere from 2 to 4 hours of classwork. That they have to take the quizzes and all that good stuff and pass it through USA Football. You know, so they're all certified through USA Football Coaching Clinic. Some have gone above and beyond and have actually attended clinics outside of just what was required there. This year, this summer, we're going to have a coaches clinic for our coaches for a day. We're going to have an outside coach that has done a lot of speaking across the country at the youth level, and he is geared towards the youth, and we're really excited to have him come in this summer and put on a clinic for our coaches here. And so that's going to be a big change for us, is just doing that, because we feel that, you know, if our coaches are knowledgeable about the game of football, then they're going to be excited and going to be able to portray that right down to the youth. And of course, that's why we're all here, is just to get them excited about the game of football as well.
Very good. You talked about the $80 deposit, the non-refundable deposit they put down toward the $200 that it costs per child to do this. There have been scholarship opportunities in the past to help offset the cost, but this year, kids are going to get involved this year in the fundraising efforts to help offset that cost.
Yeah, we're going to try something a little different this year. So for the remaining $120 that would be due this fall, we're going to allow the kids to actually earn the $120. They're going to be given a packet of raffle tickets, and they're going to go around to the community, family members, whomever, and have the opportunity to sell $5 raffle tickets. So if you come across a young man that happens to be, knocks at your door and selling some raffle tickets for AGSA, that'd be great if you would support him. So they're going to be selling those, and if they can sell up to the 24 tickets it would take to earn their 120, then they've paid off the rest of their entry fee for this year. And if they can sell more, then great. But some of our prizes, I guess, for our raffle items that we're going to be drawing for is we've got a Yeti cooler that was donated from Detter Motors. We've got a quarter of a beef that's donated by a family. We've got numerous gift cards throughout the community, gift certificates, and wearable items, shirts, hats. I know there's some photography gift certificates in there, so we've been very fortunate again through the community of Atlantic and the surrounding communities that pitched in and offered up some of these little prizes here. So I think right now we're up to about 40 or so at least of items that can be raffled off through tickets. So we're just gonna keep drawing. We're gonna start at the top with the big prizes and go right on down until we're done with our list. So you'll have an opportunity, if you buy one of your raffle tickets to win something, but not only that, but more importantly, to help support these young men, and a few women, I think, have stepped out on the field, but play the game of football, get introduced to it.
Very good. And they get a chance to take ownership in what they're doing, too, by being a part of that fundraising. If they want to know more, best way to do it, get there to sign up that night. They can also find out more online.
Yes. Atlantic Youth Football, or Atlantic Junior Sports Association, has a Facebook page. We've got one of our board members, Cody James. He's big into the social media, and so he loves posting on there. So if you got any questions, go through there. We also have a Twitter account. Our webpage, Atlantic Youth Football, we're in the process of getting that updated. So just be patient with us there. If it's not quite updated, we hope to have that done in the next week here. So, but that's where some more information is. You can reach me. My number is 712-326-4218. I'll be glad to answer questions. If you can make it out Sunday night, even if you're not quite sure, come on out Sunday night and ask us questions. Meet us face to face. There's going to be some of us coaches that have been doing this for years out there with AGSA, and so we'll be there. We're going to have a lot of our prizes, I think, on hand, so the table set up so that people can see kind of what is available out there. So just come out Sunday night and meet us and get to know us and ask questions.
They can register later if they
get the would still be able to register later. If you can't make it out tonight or on Sunday night, then find the application online and get it mailed in to us at P.O. Box 293. P.O. Box 293. And then we'll get you in the list there. Or, again, just give us a call, find out, ask through Facebook page. They're getting it to us. So we need to get those done probably by the end of May is when we need to have our solid numbers. So
excellent. Well, nice opportunity for kids, one that we didn't have when we were their age. So take advantage of it if you can. Yep. Very good. Matt, thanks for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having us on, and thanks for your support.